about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart.
We don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart
most of the things that we're doing.
But here's the deal. And all I can say is that $20, same as downtown, doesn't work as well if it's about bribery.
I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and this is Two Guys on Your Head.
And Rebecca.
Today, why we respond to uncomfortable situations with humor.
Human beings are the only species that we're aware of that can actually contemplate the fact that someday we will die. And that's, you know, not actually a pleasant thought. And my favorite name for a theory in psychology is called terror management theory. And this is an actual theory. And it refers to the fact that because we can contemplate that someday we'll die, that there are moments of existential terror in our lives, and that we have to find a way to grapple with that somehow. And the question is, what are the strategies we use to help us deal with the knowledge that someday we're going to die? And things like Ebola remind us of our mortality, and they engage those mechanisms. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's the starting point.
Right. And we have not only individually ways to deal with that. I mean, culturally, we have ways to deal with that. I mean, we have Dia de los Muertos, right? I mean, yeah. So we're making fun of death. We're sort of looking it right in the face and saying, you know, here we are. We're going to have a party. And there's a very different way of dealing with what you perceive as a threat, whether it's generalized or personal or immediate, that has a pretty large degree of variation among individuals. And I think one of the ways that people inadvertently offend others is that one of the ways of dealing with that is to make fun of things that we're afraid of. And I think many people interpret that as sort of a relief because you make somebody laugh in a situation that you would be sort of tensing up and feeling a little anxious. But other people may hear the very same thing and be offended that you're not sensitive to the fact that this is a serious issue, right? But really what we're trying to do is this is a coping strategy. I mean, it's not for the person you're saying it to, right? It's for yourself to find a way to de-emphasize all the dread that this is, you know, eliciting in your own thinking.
Right. Because fear causes a very particular reaction mentally. So, for example, it decreases working memory capacity. So when you are stressed, the amount of stuff you can think about shrinks, which in real fearful situations is a good thing because you want to be focused on what's my escape route, what are the threats, and not really thinking expansively about things. But for generalized threats that are just reminding you that someday you might die, you don't want to be in a state in which you are just, you know, narrowing that focus of attention. So stress influences us that way. Of course, long-term stress has all kinds of negative health implications for us as well. So what we have to do is to find ways to remove some of that stress. And a great way to do that is to laugh in the face of death.
Yeah.
Laugh to keep from crying.
That's right.
So what about these different mechanisms we have to deal with fear?
I think when we're talking about responses to fear, as I think we talked about on a recent show, personalities are 50% genetic. I mean, some of our personality traits, and just starting out of the gate, we have a tendency based on our genetic predispositions to respond differently to kinds of things. So that's one thing. The other thing is, you know, there are different levels to which individuals feel that there is a sacred quality to things that they experience in their lives, whether it has to do with religion or what it has to do with relationships or what it has to do with whatever it happens to do with, right? And to the extent that you're in that space where you have that kind of sacred feeling about things, when people come in and make jokes about it, you are unpracticed at thinking about that thing in any other way than this serious, important, sacred way. And so you have no experience with any alternative to that.
And so if we return to this idea of terror management theory, right? One of the things that the research suggests is that there are several different kinds of reactions people can have in the face of this kind of existential threat. And one of them is to cling more tightly to your culture. because and the idea is that your culture is going to live on beyond you. And so even if you yourself disappear, the culture will be this continued manifestation of who you are. And so you end up being angrier at violations of your cultural norms. And this creates this kind of sense of moral outrage that you sometimes see in these kinds of threatening situations. And so one of the reasons why half the people laugh in the face of a threat and the other people, the other half of the people take offense at that laughter is because if your particular reaction to this existential threat is to be vigilant about violations of cultural norms, then when you perceive somebody doing that, you have an over-the-top reaction that says, that's just inappropriate, right? Mm-hmm. And so both the humor and the outraged reaction to that humor, those are actually both manifestations of exactly the same set of psychological mechanisms.
Yes. It's a broader issue than just jokes about things that are threatening and serious and dangerous and tragic.
Right.
It's a general response to, I'm feeling something I don't want to keep feeling. So I got to get a way out of this. And for people who have the capacity to say something or do something humorous, they do it. And now we're laughing. And now that feeling I had a moment ago where I was uncomfortable and tense and stressful, that's been relieved for a moment. So there's a reinforcing value to that that keeps people doing that. Even to the point that now you expect in any situation, I'm going to say this smart aleck comment and get people laughing, except somebody say, wait a minute, this isn't funny to me at all. And of course, that's not why you're saying it, right? It's not, the purpose of it isn't to make fun of something as a tragic thing, except to the extent that it gets you in a different place emotionally than that dark place of dread and stress and stuff that doesn't feel good.
Next week with Two Guys on Your Head, we'll ask, what is intelligence? With Drs. Art Markman and Bob Duke. To check out this and other episodes of Two Guys, go to KUT.org. I'm Rebecca McEnroy, and I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.